suit yourself, but you might want to take a look at this first.
J.R. Joe Reiser. Your father?
Yes.
Where did you get that?
Oh, I didn't get it. My associate grabbed it off your dad's desk, apparently next to your graduation picture.
J.R.
Definitely dad's wallet, his initials. But gee, mine too. Jack Ripner, credit card, license. But for some reason, Ms. Stewart has this emotionally unstable, rather inebriated girl whom I've never met before tonight suddenly went crazy when I took it out of my pocket. You tell the flight attendant and your dad dies.
Welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damian.
And this is Douglas.
I don't know why I said that. Are you from another planet?
I am from the planet that the Pornheads come from. I don't know. I'm from somewhere.
You're not wild and crazy, guys.
One more thing to add to my list.
Anyways, this week, Douglas has asked for us to talk about the latest film from one Mr. Pedro Almodovar. I'm so excited.
And I just can't hide.
Buenas tardes, señoras y señores pasajeros. Les habla José Raverasategui, sobrecargo del vuelo 2549 de la compañía Península con destino a México DF. Por favor, presten atención. Mis compañeros y yo intentaremos hacerles pasar el viaje lo más agradable posible. Ha entrado una loca que dice que es vidente.
So Douglas, once you're done with your rendition, why don't you tell us what this movie's about?
This movie, please. This movie is about an ill-fated flight and the crazy pilots and air hostesses, stewardesses, whatever they are called, that are on that plane, along with some of the passengers, in particular the passengers in first class.
They're just put economy to sleep.
Business class.
They're poor.
Business class. We don't call it first class anymore. I apologize. Business class.
Right.
So as Andrew said, and I think that's kind of funny, they put all of economy to sleep. And they were just like, fuck you, poor people. We don't want to deal with you in this time of crisis. Go to sleep. Not only did they put the economy passengers to sleep, they also put the stewardesses who were dealing with economy to sleep, because clearly there must be some sort of one, they wouldn't be gay enough, but clearly there's some sort of tier in the employment or the team hierarchy that says that all staff to do with economy are treated as poor people as well. So fuck those guys. And this movie is just about some very weird people trying to get through a pretty stressful time. There are a few kind of side notes, and this movie is just all over the place. But it's really all over the place in a good way, at least for me. I enjoyed it. While Damian was making fun of us because apparently he didn't think it was funny enough, I thought it was funny. I laughed at quite a few moments.
Can you vouch for the laugh
in this movie?
You heard laugh?
Okay. Yeah. As Andrew said, a lot. This movie definitely played that whole gay card and the whole I'm going to be uber effeminate and make jokes about this. And as much as I'm sure there are people out there who would say, whoa there, friend, this is not something to be made fun of, or it's insulting to X, Y, and Z, I enjoyed the playfulness of the movie. This is the kind of movie that I like. And there are other movies like this that I like as well, that I've heard people make the arguments that, you know, they're insulting for one reason or the other. And I guess I can kind of see that. But for me, when you go down a road, right, just take me all the way through to the rabbit hole, right?
you know, you're supposed to go through the rabbit hole.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
So
not to the rabbit hole.
This is true.
Oh,
this is true.
God. I'm a terrible person. Yes,
so,
I'm sorry.
So if you're going to decide to make fun of, you know, people or things, or just to make fun of something in general, commit to it. And if you commit hard enough, I appreciate that. And I think that's what this movie did. This movie was just like, guess what, guys? This is what we're doing. And we're just going to keep going. And like it or hate it, this is what it is. And I love that. You know, I don't know if I can, if there's anything in particular that I could even really speak to, but just the way that, again, Andrew says they drugged the whole of economy. Not only economy, but they actually ended up drugging all of business class as well. But this was more, I was about to say mandatory, but the word is voluntary. This was more of a voluntary drugging. And, you know, you get to hear the stories of most of these people. You know, you have a financier that's swindled lots of money from lots of people. You've got a dominatrix who may or may not have been in porn, but was definitely, a madame of sorts who has or seems to have a fair amount of influence because of the people she has dirt on. There's the psychic who smells death whenever it is near. They're just all of these people that are so caricaturized, if that's a word. They're made into caricatures. I can never tell how to pronounce that word. I always read it and I never say it. And I've never really heard people say it. But it's just so... That's the type of comedy I like. I watched a Coen Brothers movie recently that kind of is the same sort of thing, and it just it's clearly my demented sense of humor. And again, a lot of people don't like this movie, but it's George Clooney and Catherine Zeta-Jones in Intolerable Cruelty. And again, you just see, you know, you have all of these people playing these outlandish characters. And for me, if it's done right, clearly there are movies that do this horribly wrong, but if it's done right, it's just marvelous. And I think this is a movie that I definitely liked up front, and the more I watch it, is I think the more I will enjoy it.
This movie, I agree with you, Douglas.
Uh-huh.
It is that movie.
Yeah.
And it's something that Pedro Almodovar Pedro Almodovar does very well, the silly. He tends to put it in all of his movies, even the more serious ones, where people will talk in a very flippant nature about all sorts of things. And what we get in this movie is that effect of just putting enough characters into one room, basically the carnage effect, or the 12 angry men effect, where when you lock enough people in a room, you're going to get crazy shit happening. It actually reminded me a lot of another movie this year. It's a Disaster. Is that a movie? The one with David Cross and all of the people who are just like, the world's going to end, and they're just stuck in the room for 2 hours and we're there with them. And it does a lot of the same things in that movie. It's people oversharing, and then their drugs and all sorts of stuff, and eventually they all sit down to eat, all sorts of madness. But this movie, I feel, unlike a lot of the other ones that I love, right, this movie doesn't go that extra step for me to go from, I see where you're going, and a few jokes are funny, but overall I'm not falling head over heels in love with this movie. I mean, there's some things in here which just are kind of perfect. I love, for example, the conversation that the pilots have talking about being bisexual and questioning who sucks dick better, guys or girls, and all of these other things.
And interspersed in there is, Hosera! Stop drinking!
those kind of stuff are pretty funny with Hosera drinking in the beginning. I mean, we started to make jokes at things like the when we discovered guy with the mustache, and I'm like, oh, all mustache men are like that.
Yeah.
And
that's racist.
You don't have a mustache. And I loved especially the losing of the virginity, because when I was thinking about it, you think about the beginning of the movie when she's talking about her premonition.
Yeah.
Right, and she's like, I see lots of blood. I'm like, oh, that's where the blood came from. She lost her virginity. Even if they don't say it, like, that's what I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
But
I like how at first, well, first of all, there's the joke with the crotch, but barring that, I love how they were like, oh, I'm such a big psychic. I see us going into a place,
a cloud
that's white like clouds. And you're just like, you're in the sky.
She saw the cloud.
The clouds.
Skeptics.
And there are just lots of really silly shit in here. Even when they start to slip sync to I'm So Excited.
I love that.
Pretty fun. I did like, for some reason, I don't know why, the cameo at the beginning of Penelope Cruz and Antonio Banderas. Maybe it's because this movie is peppered with actors who are in Almodovar films, in a lot of his movies, and those two are probably the two
most famous
that
ones.
Came out of his crew.
Yeah. And definitely, not only are they the most famous, but they're still loyal, as shown by them coming in.
Even for something as small as this, they're like, yeah, Pedro, we're there. I mean, nothing beats Penelope Cruz in All About My Mother. Love that movie. But yeah, this movie, it's something that even with all of these things, I don't think I'd recommend it heavily to people. Because of anything like, and when I say people, I'm not doing our usual the normal people. I'm talking to just how I recommend movies to the internet, going, guys, you need to watch this esoteric black and white movie where no one talks for 2 hours because it's just so meaning, right? Like, this movie, it feels like you will enjoy yourself relatively for 90 minutes, but you're going to forget about this movie in a week, right? Nothing about this will stick with you. And I think that's its biggest flaw. Damien?
What? Oh, right. It's my turn.
Stop looking at baby porn.
Really?
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 Thanks. Yeah, I really should talk of that. I can't wait for this to go out on the internet. Damien watches baby porn.
I was telling you to watch a movie with baby penises last week.
That is true. Maybe it's all your fault.
It's all your fault.
Alright. I am not Pedro Almodovar's biggest fan.
Really?
I like Volvo.
Have you seen Talk to Her?
Nope.
You should watch that.
Sure. No. We watched
a couple, I think. I haven't seen that.
I've seen a fair bit. The Skin I Live In. Oh,
oh yeah. Oh,
so good.
That movie is awesome.
Sure it is. Sure it is. You were on board.
I think I appreciate
the first
that
time.
Movie.
Yeah. And the more you think about it,
Movie, like, there are things about that movie that I like and I want to like that movie, but I don't know if I can really say that
I
truly
get it, because
like
that's
that
like
movie.
That's like a really weird revenge movie.
Yeah, but
yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You keep telling yourself. You can just
all the Korean movies watch.
You can just stop at really weird. Right, so this film is weird. And
hadn't I watched a couple of his other movies, I'd have been, surprised. It would have been a nice surprise to watch a movie that is this kind of strange and different. But I knew what to expect because I knew the director. I know he doesn't make normal films for human beings, which is fine. And I want him to continue making movies. Even if it's not movies I love, I want him to continue making these weird-ass movies. I like a lot of this film. The problem I'm having is that this movie is a comedy. It is clearly a comedy.
Yeah.
But a lot of comedy is cadence and timing. Reading what is supposed to be funny in text form diminishes a lot of what is supposed to be funny about
it.
There's times where I'm reading and I go, I can see how that would be funny, but it doesn't feel funny because my grasp of other languages wasn't as good as it used to be.
You didn't call Spanish over
consulate? No, not this time.
tell him I need it.
And this would be. I already used up my consulate time with football matches. I can't continue to call them. So there's things about it that are broad enough that, of course, I can say, oh, this is funny. But there's also other things that I'm simply not sure whether that is played for laughs or not, because I'm reading it on the thing. Even listening to them in Spanish, I don't know. Right? There's things that I don't know. Like the broad things that you guys said. Of course, the guy drinking 900 shots of tequila. Everybody. That's it. Right? That is... but that is more physical comedy. You can see that. You don't need, the talking to be able to see with your eyes that, oh yeah, I can see where that is funny. There's the dance number, which is terrific. And I realize that my problem more and more with musicals is that the rest of the world that they build in the musical accept that this is a thing that happens. And I can't wrap my... That is just ridiculous.
So did you love it when in the Muppets they say they're gone?
Yeah. Right. So you know, when the rest of the world reacts how human beings would react to people just out of nowhere singing and dancing, I go, I cannot... Like, the guys are looking at these idiots dancing down the hall, like, what in God's name is happening around, man? These guys are just perfect choreographed and dancing. And the rest of the guys are saying, like, what in God's name am I taking part in? And so there's a lot of things about the movie that I like. I like that it is weird. But of course I do, because we've watched so many movies that the more narrow the base for the movie is, the greater the chance we're going to like the movie.
Of course.
Right? It's going to get to the point where, like Andrew, I'll find a movie that I am the only person in the world that likes and say it's my best movie of all time. And the rest of the universe looks on and what in God's name is David talking. And I know that's where we're headed. We try to stave it off with broad movies with comic book heroes in there. But one day
we're going to And I like how you're talking like it hasn't happened already.
No.
Because it has.
No, but it's...
I mean, it will get worse.
Right.
But it has happened already.
We refuse to watch movies like Transformers. Right? Like the first time one of us looks at a Batman or Superman film and go, not this time. We'll know, we'll be able to mark down that time and go, yeah, this is...
Well, does it count
that's the Rubicon.
Does it count that I still have not watched the last Wolverine movie?
I still haven't watched
it. I'll fix that.
That's
soon.
Because I watched the first Wolverine movie.
Exactly.
I
probably shouldn't fix that.
Yeah. I went, come on.
I know Andrew claims to love this Wolverine movie.
Andrew's high and drunk. He has been wrong.
And I know exactly what's happening when I show it to you guys.
You see, what has happened is the residual goodness of him recommending the FP has worn off.
Yeah.
Right? It's a new year. He had to start from zero and he's pegged at zero.
Uh-huh.
But, like, this movie doesn't make sense.
It's not supposed to.
Not even a little bit.
Yeah.
And of course, there's broad comedy about gay people, which who gives a shit at it? Like, honestly.
No, you see, the
nobody. Like, people only pretend to care, but at this point. Like, people care in Jamaica.
You mean care that people are gay in movies?
No, people are mocking people in.
Oh, no, no, that people are mocking, of course.
Mocking, listen.
People care about that, but I think the thing about this movie, it shows such a loving tone to it that that it's not coming off as offensive in any way.
No, no. What I mean by that is people who write things on the internet care, right? Because, of course, it is something to write about.
Yeah.
People have a giant religious disposition. They care because they won't want to say anything.
Well,
gay
no, they won't care the way that I assume you're talking about, which is, you know, if. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
A big pause.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't care in the sense that, oh no, you're mocking these
mm-hmm.
this group of people, and that's not a good
mm-hmm.
thing. That's unfair to
cool.
them. That's
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's not cool. They don't care about it that way. What they would care about is like, no, they're gay people in this movie.
Right.
I'm not watching it.
Right.
That's it, you know, it's like the
right.
Harry Potter people who are like, that's demonic.
Right.
I'm not
so
watching.
So once
it,
we kind of once do. We eliminate those little
but
things.
That's not the
right.
sort of care that you're.
The
I think you're talking about before.
People with common sense who watch this movie will realize, oh, it's a broad comedy and. No matter what demographic of people, no matter what type of people you put in a movie, if you put them in broad comedies, you're going to have to make fun of something. And they do it in every movie. No one when people
yeah, but this is most definitely this
mm-hmm.
movie is nothing but
right.
that
jokes
that those gay jokes.
Right.
You know? And so it's not like there is maybe a token gay guy who gets, you know,
but
who is the fall guy,
and
then Andrew there's saying, other people that are being
and
made fun
as
of.
It is clear.
But it's specific. It's like, this is gay joke movie.
Right. But there's no, like Andrew was saying, but there's no meanness in it. They're just, oh, these are stupid. These are dumb jokes.
Yeah.
That are dumb jokes. And, alright.
I know, it kind of makes a broad brush because
mm-hmm.
you've got the you know,
mm-hmm.
real gay, or I don't even want to call it that. But let's try and be like, you know, genuine gay people versus so-called this guy who's supposedly bisexual
mm-hmm.
to this guy who's kind of out there, sort of
mm-hmm.
searching or feeling
mm-hmm.
out his sexuality kind of thing. So it's a very broad brush in terms of sexuality
mm-hmm.
in this
you're
movie and how and how it's made fun of.
Why am I a bad person?
No, that's just a general statement
okay.
of fact.
Alright, you're just reminding me of something which you've
right.
decided.
Years and years ago.
No, I was just looking up something that I suspected. The airport that they kept talking about, the one that they said the guy swindled everybody for,
yeah.
and they landed in the end. They mentioned it's the La Mancha airport. I thought, and I'm correct, it's the
Don
airport
Quixote?
That they...
No. La Mancha, sorry.
But yes, that is no. That is nothing. It is a real airport which was shut down
yep.
in 2012.
Which makes mm-hmm. sense because that's why they made such a big deal in the front. They're like, guys, all right, not a true story.
I was just making sure that what I remembered was correct.
I knew that because I listen to economy podcasts because I'm a giant nerd.
Glad you know.
No, no one has ever accused me of being anything but that. This movie it's weird. I wouldn't recommend it to literally anybody, because who am I going to recommend? You two have seen it, so my recommendation
Gone down to zero.
How
about the three other followers we have on Twitter?
Right, and the three more people that listen to this nonsense. It's not my favorite, but most of his movies aren't. But I'm glad that he keeps making these weird ass movies.
Yeah.
As a,
because that's
one
the type
day,
of thing that exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
I
one
hope
day
that one
it's
day,
just going to
right.
strike it the right way.
Right.
Watch talk.
I'm sure if one of my favorite directors, Lars, was told years and years ago after Breaking the Waves, look son, this is just stop. Alright? You're either going to make normal movies or you're not going to make movies. Then I wouldn't have this catalogue of nonsense to watch. And so that's fine. It's not for me. Yeah, don't think it will be for a lot of people. I want to know how movies like this are received in Spain. You know, to see if like they view this movie a lot differently than how we would, if this is just, you know, like a, what if they see this as like a Madea type movie? It's just a thing that this one guy does that we watch, we know it's dumb, but he makes them every couple of years, there's big stars in them, and we go and we sit down and we laugh, but we don't expect anything out of it.
What I will say is I'll preface this by making that big, you know, divulgement. I'm going to profess my ignorance here and say I definitely have not watched very many of his movies, but the way they strike me and the way that the praise of his strikes me is that he doesn't really do this kind of, he doesn't do comedy very often. Is that correct or not correct?
He switches between it
uh-huh.
a lot. He has a good amount of comedy.
Oh, really?
Like, I think he, if I don't think he's made more than like 12 or 15 films.
Okay, right, yeah.
And
yeah.
I think he has like at least 4 comedies.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because I just didn't know, and the movies that I just happen to have watched are not comedies. So,
yeah.
But,
like, the reason I said, you've seen, I don't know if any of you have seen, Mexican soap operas, right? they're viewed as comedies because they're the most ridiculous things you've ever seen in your life. I don't understand a word, but every time I used to have a cable channel, I'd have them, and every time I saw them, I sat down and I'm like, none of this makes any sense. But it's people with straight faces doing ridiculous shit, right? And it strikes me as a thing that he would, as movies that he, because even the skin I live in, like there's people who are doing these things with straight faces, but if you look at the overall premise of that movie, It is preposterous.
It
so
is.
I want to know if he's just a more accomplished version of that to them, and we're just reading it wrong. Because if I saw, if I just out of the blue saw one of the soap operas that I've done, they seem serious. This is madness. And I'd have tried to view it as a serious thing that I'm watching. But that is not the case. So I don't know. And of course, there's no, you know, anybody in Spain I can call. I guess I could call Messi, but he's busy.
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah.
So I haven't talked to that youth in a long time.
You don't have a hotline.
He's
to Mascherano.
He's not answering my phone. I don't talk to him anymore. Went to this other club. Not a big fan. The movie's okay. It's weird as shit, though. Like, guys, if... you know, if you're going to watch this, just be prepared, right? Because for a long time, though, until they hit the song, I was like, I think this movie sold me a bill of goods. Because that trailer promised me madness. There's been a lot less madness. And then they started saying, oh, never mind. Nope.
Yeah, yeah. I'm happy I chose this movie because, as shown by the topic of our top five, which you know, we'll get to in some time, I wasn't too sure about this movie. You know, because when I picked it, essentially what I did, because we made a promise to ourselves, it must be 2013 movies that we talk about for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did is I said, okay, I'm going to go through Wikipedia's 2013 film list,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to stop at the first one that I kind of want to watch, and I stopped for a second at this movie and it's like, no, I don't think so. And then I moved past and I was like, no, Douglas, that was the first movie you stopped at. You should just watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent it out. But I was like, what? Yeah. I don't know. That. I'm going to
stop at the
host.
Host is after. No, it wouldn't be after.
Depends if he's going. If
I was
he's going
chronologically.
By
horse shit list.
This was pretty early on in the Wikipedia list. I don't know where it was, but it, you know,
whoever came up with that list is terrible. At least me. So Grown Ups 2 for next week, right?
Oh yeah.
It's the questions, boy. It's the questions. It's the questions. Come on, the questions. It's the questions, boy. It's the questions. It's the questions. Yeah, the questions. It's the questions, y'all. It's the questions. It's the questions. Dig it. The questions. It's the questions, boy. It's the questions. So yeah.
So moving into questions.
No.
Last week I was asking about book adaptations. And questioning people if they prefer, if they see movies where people have changed things from the books thematically or however, just for the sake of having something new within the film that you're watching, or whether they just want their page by page transition from book to movie. And the majority wanted a page by page transfer.
Yes.
The only non page by page transfer response came from Kashiki Harrison, who said in a very authoritative tone, I'd like to think, that I see films as one medium and books as another, and I prefer that books be good and films be good. What's done to make that happen is regardless.
Agreed, sir. Agreed.
But yeah, that's basically how I responded. So Damon, your cut everything out and make it better.
People who want, well, that's fine. They're never going to get what they want to enjoy years of disappointment. Guys, because it's impossible. What you want is never going to happen. Even when they do it in series form, even when it is, oh, we can take our time, we've got hundreds of hours of this series to fill, they still change it. See Walking Dead, see Game of Thrones, they have to change it, because you can't put everything in books, in TV, because that shit would bore you to tears. And I can say that now, I've listened to books.
You've listened to books, it counts.
I've listened to enough now to know.
What's enough, so that I know when I can say it?
I have listened to more than 100 books at this point, so I think.
So 100 is a mark?
Yeah.
Okay.
So 100 is a mark.
Yeah, no, if you talk to people who read books and you tell them, I've read 15 books, they laugh direct, like they won't even pretend to be nice. They'll just laugh directly in your face. And so when you're in to the hundreds,
the triple digits.
Yeah, and they're like, alright, fine.
So
they won't respect what you're saying, but they'll accept that you've read books.
Right. So my question this week is kind of a selfish question, because it doesn't really relate to anything going on within film, but it's mainly to help me as we go through the rest of the year for our selections. And what I want to know is, as of this point right now in 2013, what's your favorite movie you've seen? Because I want recommendations to see what other movies I need to catch up with before the year is out.
5 years of sleep. No.
I saw that movie. That movie's awesome.
That movie's not.
Actually, it was. Did you see my conversation with Palace?
Why on earth?
Because I like harassing them.
Did you ask them if they were?
Basically, that's what I do from time to time. Is I just antagonize them.
Oh yeah,
like
that's what
I
did with Before Midnight, and they were like, "It's not on the schedule," and I'm like, "Yes, that's why I just asked for it," and I just didn't understand. I'm like, "Oh yes, I forget. You're a Jamaican. You don't understand words."
Ask them about 12 Years a Slave. They respond, "Sadly, we're not bringing that one out."
No shit.
And I'm like,
"What?" Until it wins.
Oscars.
Damian, and then next year they'll bring it.
Damian, this is a movie about slaves. Mm-hmm. You don't need anything else that is going to sell so much money out here. But alright, fine, let me want to make money. I'm cool with that.
You're gravely overestimating how people in Jamaica behave. Douglas, please tell me the slavery movies that you saw make a killing in Jamaica.
The all of them?
Like what?
Anyone that came out.
Mm-mm.
Look at that Butler bullshit movie that came out. I know it's not
mm-hmm.
about
how many people
in a sense, but it
went to that.
I'm sure loads of
you are incorrect. I was at the theater for the half a second that movie. First of all, that movie disappeared within a week.
Okay.
That's the first thing.
No,
it
didn't.
Okay. You saw it for more than a week. I drove past.
First of all,
mm-hmm.
when I landed back in Jamaica,
mm-hmm.
right before TIFF. My father had already seen it, so I knew it was there before. And I was here for what, a week?
No, you were
here
for
a couple
like
days.
2 days.
And
went
when,
to
when we came back from TIFF,
it was
still green.
Yeah, so that's at least 3 weeks. Because
I come
we,
off
no,
the
four,
off
well, 3 weeks.
For a
later.
While.
We were, because we were in Canada for more than 2 weeks.
We were there 2 weeks flat.
2 weeks flat, okay.
Well, I'm just going based off the driving past there day to day. I didn't actually go in there because...
Yeah. No, man, that kind of that plays extremely well with the market that we have out here.
I'm trying to think, what was the last big slave movie?
I'm not even sure, to tell you the truth.
All right.
Django.
Yeah,
but that doesn't, as far as I'm concerned, that doesn't really count. That's like modern movies.
Didn't one of you guys put that movie as like a captured movie and say he was a slave? It counts.
Captured movie? I think we probably would have. But when I say a slave movie that works out here, I mean the classic sort of slave movie.
No, I know what you mean.
Like,
I know you.
Oh, so sad.
No,
these things happen.
I went to watch that by myself.
I saw it with Douglas.
I saw it with Andrew, I think. Yeah.
Because that was the week while I was here.
Was it full when you guys were?
Yes, it was packed. Yeah. We went on Boxing Day night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
When I saw it,
we saw that and the Hobbit doubled up.
It certainly wasn't full. Oh, right. Wasn't full when I saw it. Look what you done to me. I'm a jelly at your whim. All of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision and all systems run aground. All I can manage. So, moving on to the pitch game. As usual, just still for anyone who hasn't heard so far, in this game, Douglas and I will take 45 seconds. I think next week what I want to do is I want to open it up to a round robin, see what happens. Because I want to see how Damian plays in this game. As long as he's not Captain America again, I should be fine.
giving everybody 45 seconds to pitch a movie to Damian, and next week we'll do round robin and see how that turns out. And the only rules is you have to have seen the movie you're pitching. Mm-hmm. And of course, don't pitch the same movie more than once.
Yeah. That's a given.
So I'm going to let Douglas kick it off this time. So, go.
Okay. Damian.
Yes.
A scientist.
Okay. Science.
Right. A scientist that he kind of studies animals and their behaviors. And he finds a man who has actually been, and don't laugh, raised in the wild. And
okay,
animal
science
and right,
Tarzan. Okay.
And he decides to try and civilize this man.
Of course.
Because, of course, you know, he's raised by animals. He doesn't
mm-hmm.
speak English. He doesn't shake hands or wipe after he shits. But, you know, he essentially tries to civilize him and madness ensues.
Okay. All right. 45 seconds.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll go.
Right.
My movie, it is about a man.
Okay.
Who,
my God.
Who comes back from the war and has no place in the world.
Okay.
However, he finds a job as a bartender.
Mm-hmm.
And is taken under the wing by a much better bartender. And he is taken around the world to come back and fall in love. And it is all in the 80s.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I know exactly what movie he's pitching to you.
Realize Douglas. Despite Douglas' shitty pitch, the mere fact that Douglas is laughing at that pitch. Like, Douglas just pitched like the worst movie of all time. And I'm still going to have to pick it by the mere fact that both you and Douglas are laughing at the fact that you're pitching this movie.
Oh my God, Andrew.
I want you to think about how bad your movie has to be. That the two of you are laughing at the mere fact that you're trying to get another human to watch this movie. Douglas wins by default.
Oh my God. Do you know that actually,
animal scientist
Tarzan.
I know your
movie is,
by the way.
Of course you do. I know somebody who actually had something to do with that movie. Yes.
Douglas. What is the name of your Tarzan animal scientist?
The name
movie?
Of my movie is Human Nature. One of the first movies directed by none other than the great, the formidable Michel Gondry.
It is actually an American movie. I can't remember exactly who it stars. I know Patricia Arquette, I believe, is it?
No, Tim Robbins. Tom Robbins.
Tim Robbins is in it?
Yeah.
Okay, Tim Robbins as well as... Oh, Reese Fans is in it. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons I love this movie so much. Reese Fans stars as that guy that's been raised
that's
in the wild.
Tarzan, okay. So
yeah.
Reese Fans is Tarzan.
Yeah.
What's the name of your shit? I don't want to hear it.
My movie is a 1980s
classic.
Mm-hmm. Where what the producers asked themselves
Son,
was how
the
do we make bartending sexy again? And that is Cocktail.
Cocktail! Part of that was filmed out here.
Yeah.
And there was a hotel that was essentially... Well, there was a hotel...
When I was watching
it,
Mommy came by during the Jamaica section.
Yeah.
And she was asking me if it was Trident Hotel.
It may have been.
I
can't
tell.
Remember if it was Trident. But there was a hotel that somebody was managing, and she had to okay that they would go there. So, yeah.
I love Cocktail.
Sure you do. When was the last time you saw this timeless classic?
Just
this
the other
week.
Day, which is why I know exactly what movie it's talking. I'm not sure. I mean, I've watched a movie before anyway, but I'm not sure if I would have picked up on it if I didn't have that sort of immediate refresher.
You guys are bad people.
Like, it was a movie that, as a child, like, I used to just see bits on TV.
Yeah.
Just like it.
Alva, there is no one else in this entire office that I could possibly ask to share such a horrible job. You're the lowest on the totem pole here, Alva. The lowest. Do you realize that? Every other secretary who's been here has been here longer than you, Alva. Everyone. And even if there was someone here who was here just one day longer than you, I still wouldn't ask that person to partake in such a miserable job as long as you were around. That's right, Alva. It's a horrible, horrible job, sifting through old contract after old contract. I couldn't think of a more horrible job if I wanted to. And you have to do it. You have to, or I'll fire you. Do you understand? Do you?
Moving on into our top five of the week, and Douglas called it. What is the top five?
The top five movies that you just weren't that sure about before you watched it.
Okay,
that's not the text that I got.
All right, you want me to actually give it word for word? Give me a second.
It's behind that email that says Damon Lighthouse. Top five movies you knew you shouldn't have watched before you watched them.
Yes.
That is a completely different list than the list that you just said.
Fair enough.
So I'll cut it to Damien's voice. So who wants to start this? Should I start?
Go ahead.
I think I'll start. And what I'm going to do for my list, I didn't really try to rank out movies that were just bad decisions in any way. But what I'm doing it chronologically. So from... Number five is the latest movie of this ilk that I've made myself watch. And number one will be the furthest away from right now.
Sure.
Right, yeah.
That I can think of. And my number five goes to none other than Turbo. because I knew I shouldn't have watched this movie. I knew it. Right. And the thing about it is, I don't wrong the movie. Because the movie is perfectly fine for what it is.
You're a
right?
bad person.
And out of most children movies that we watch throughout the year, and we're like, those movies are generally made with a bit more to it. More than we want, we think children should have. This movie is made for 5-year-olds. And it does exactly that. And it's just boring and aggravating. And until I have a 5-year-old to distract, I don't need it.
Andrew is a bad person. I stand by the statement I made earlier. He's a bad person.
Yeah.
You see, just prove it.
Yep.
Turbo is terrific.
That's a 4 then?
It's a 3.
Yeah.
Can't be a 4.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It's not great.
It looks like a fun movie.
It's fun.
I would love it. All right,
Andrew.
I'm giving that movie a 2. Wait, hold
on. Andrew, when you saw a trailer come out for a snail that raced against
I didn't want to watch it anyway.
What did you think was going to happen?
Exactly that.
And so you're no...
And I knew I wouldn't like
never
it, but
mind.
I watched it because Douglas doesn't like me.
name of the sh-
Okay, so my list is an interesting list because you'd think with a name like that that you'd hate all of those movies. But the truth is, just like the movie tonight, I actually ended up really liking some of these movies. So, and what's funny is that I realized that my list kind of ended up being sort of like a list of movies that Andrew forced me to watch. So,
oh, this has been a long time coming. I've been building this one up for you.
Oh yeah, you have. And I didn't realize that until I started writing down movies. And I'm like, Andrew made me watch that one. Andrew made me wait a second. So anyway, the number 5 that I'm going to do, and I'm going to continue with your theme of children's movies, is probably Kung Fu Panda. As I keep saying, a lot of these movies, even though I know I should not watch this movie, but for some reason they turned out to be good.
Oh wait, I missed that last bit about
Kung
the turnout to be good.
Yeah, not all of them turned out to be good. I have bad movies on here. But Kung Fu Panda was definitely one of those that turned out to be good.
Did you ever watch part 2?
I have not watched part 2 yet. But no, that's definitely not one I know I shouldn't watch. That's one I really want to watch.
Okay.
So, even though it's been a long time, you know me, I just don't want to watch
it. I was just curious
it.
If you've seen it or not.
Yeah. But Kung Fu Panda. Oh my god. I shouldn't have left you, but...
Rest in peace, Leo.
Kung Fu Panda is just... It's great. It's fun. There's something to be said for Jack Black and his constant...
Let's not say anything about Jack Black.
Their foolishness.
Hey, he's in Bernie, right? He gave us Bernie, and that movie is...
My parents hate that movie.
Speaking of movies you hate, Damien.
Right. So, unlike you two lunatics, I have ordered my list based on hatred.
I didn't have enough effort to do that.
There's a few movies.
I see a picture at the top.
Actually,
right.
I agree. I think I'm leaving number 1
for
the most
poster.
Hated
poster
movie. Most definitely. I agree with that one.
Right.
But I don't
think
I'm doing it by hatred. I just think that number 1 just gets that special spot.
So, first movie, Diary of a Mad Black Woman. No.
Why?
Do you know I've
you
never seen
that
movie?
That?
Andrew.
That was his first really big movie. Oh my god.
So, when that movie came out,
the world went
my
crazy.
Whole family lost their shit. Yeah. I took a look at the trailer and went, this is garbage. You people are bad people, and this movie sucks dick. And my family said, Damien, stop talking like that, A. And B, the movie's pretty good. And it wasn't until after, like, his third movie came out, and they finally started to back away from the Tyler Perry makes good movies. I said, all right, if they finally understand that his movies suck, maybe there's something to that first movie. Turns out, no, there isn't. He's terrible. And unless hell freezes over, he will remain so for eternity.
But he was in Star Trek.
Yeah, don't cross Alex. Oh, God.
I still haven't seen that.
Nor have I, nor will I.
Andrew, do you know what universe you're going to see that in? When you kill your wife and end up in prison and they force you to watch it. Because that's what they show prisoners. The movies to torture them. Everything on my list is what they show prisoners. So that they believe that, oh, the outside world is just as bad as in here.
Alright, so my number 4 movie is another movie from this year. It is Jobs. the latest movie.
Ashton Kutcher, John
about God. Steve Jobs, where Ashton Kutcher plays Steve Jobs.
I
knew I shouldn't have watched this movie, right? Because even though when I first saw like the images and the trailers, I was like, maybe. And then like it went to Sundance and people just went, no, Andrew, this movie is the worst. And like the other day I was just like, what can I watch? And it was there. I was like, alright, let me watch Jobs. And
you fucked up, son.
I think that the problem with it is they didn't label it right. Right? They didn't just put Lifetime Presents Jobs.
Johnson Johnson Presents.
But if you have Ashton Kutcher starring in a movie, how do you not realize this? When was the last time he starred in a proper good movie? When was the first time he starred in a proper movie?
He starred in The Butterfly Effect, and people keep telling me that movie is good, and they're bad people.
Yeah, I've actually watched that movie.
Awful human beings. That movie sucks.
I'm trying to think of a good Ashton Kutcher.
Good luck with that, son.
Dude,
my boss is what?
Yeah, but that doesn't count. That's one of those movies where it's good.
Was it My Boss's Daughter?
So
good.
Who's coming to? Wasn't he? Who's coming to?
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
I never watched that movie.
No shit.
Anyways, Douglas.
Okay, so let's.
While I figure out this Ashton Kutcher issue.
Let's stay in the preteen market and let's talk about Training Dragons, right? So, How to Train Your Dragon.
You're a bad person.
Again, Andrew made me watch this movie.
Everybody
and
in the world.
I knew there was no reason for me to watch this. I don't know why I decided, all right, I will cave, I will let Andrew force me to watch this. And I enjoyed the crap out of that movie. Because that movie is fantastic.
I think the next one is next year.
Yeah, I think so. But I love how Andrew gave me this evil look.
Mm-hmm.
When I started watching about Hood
Trip,
talking about
loved,
despite knowing that I love this movie,
yeah.
So I don't know.
There's not people aren't alive who don't like them.
Yeah, yeah. It's just fantastic. I mean, Jay Baruchel, somehow he isn't. I don't think he's great in a lot of movies. I mean, I think he does good backing up Seth Rogen in some of the good ones, those good movies. But other than that, why does he exist? But guess what? He exists for How to Train Your Dragon.
And She's Out of My League. No, what's the
oh,
name
that
of that
one?
Movie?
Yeah, that I think that's the name
yeah.
of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I never actually watched that movie.
It's not bad.
That good?
It's not bad. Alice Eve is beautiful. And
but
she's
a pretty girl, okay.
And
yeah.
They make enough dumb jokes for you to enjoy yourself.
Alright.
It's all not right. great, but it's a fun watch.
Yeah, cool. Well, Damien, what is your number four?
Alright, moving on with more hatred. This is a Nick Cage duo. This is I'm doubling up on my Nick Cage.
Are we talking about? I think I know what we're talking about.
Nick Cage made two movies.
I love those movies.
One essentially spilled into the other, which is why I'm doubling up on these.
I know what you're... Oh, sorry. It's
Nick Cage put out a movie called Next.
Yep.
Now, I saw the trailer for Next. You saw the trailer for Next.
Yeah.
And the whole world went, this movie's going to suck.
Yep.
And then the world watched it, and the world was correct. I waited until the next year, Nick Cage was putting out a movie, What Called Knowing... And I said, all right, since Knowing is coming out, and this also looks like trash, let me watch that last movie to see if I can justify watching this garbage. I watched Next and went, holy shit, and paid money, went to Carib, sat down and went, God, if I watch a Cage movie, please strike me down with lightning, because I'm an idiot. These movies are terrible. And I knew it wasn't. I didn't go in there going, this might be good because I'm a Nick Cage fan. I don't watch, like, National Treasure and those movies. I already knew, those were terrible. So I had enough warning.
But I love National Treasure.
That is terrific news.
I love both of those
movies. I sat down and watched Next and went, what in God's name just happened? And then, just decided to burn up some more money and go watch Knowing. I hate both of those. They're awful, awful movies. Yes, Knowing is terrible. I remember you liked
it. Yeah, he did like that movie.
And you're bad.
I never rewatched it.
You're damn right you haven't.
Yeah.
I keep like, that happy memory.
Like, Alex Proyas made it, and he also made the best version of the Matrix movie. So of course it is terrific. I think that was his logic.
He made what?
He made Dark City.
That, yeah.
Oh, Dark. Oh yes, yeah. He did. He did. Mm-hmm. I love Dark City.
Everybody.
That's so good.
So
right. My number three is another movie from this year. It stars one of the what people call one of the most charismatic actors of our day, his son. in which the crux of the film is getting rid of your emotions, so that every line you say is the worst, and it is called The After Earth.
It's called the end of M. Night Shyamalan's career. So this is called.
Like, the worst part about it is you want to put all the blame on Shyamalan, but you really can't. Like, he was a hired gun for this movie, and Will Smith wrote this movie. Like, part
Will
of my
Smith wrote it?
He wrote it,
wow.
Right? Part of my, along with Gary Whitta, who I'm guessing was a consultant of some sort.
No,
going
he
like,
was
science fiction.
The technical term is ghostwriter.
But it was like my brain wants to put the narrative of the production of this movie in. Will Smith said to himself, "Son, this is going to be your go, right? You've had a couple of cameos here and there, and a few movies where people see you and they like you. This is going to be the movie which launches you. So it better work out."
$1 trillion.
Right?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, people all looked at Jackie Chan, right? With this movie, they were like, "Look, I'm not even going to be in it that much. This is going to be your movie, and you will live or die on this. And sorry, it was a bad gift to give to your son." Because this movie is horrible. It is bad. It is just... Oh.
All right, let me explain.
Have you watched it?
Please. Let me explain how the narrative is going to work. I need someone to blame for this movie being terrible. There is a young man who I'm never going to watch any of his movies. And there's his father that I like 99% of his movies. And there's a director that I've hated every single one of his movies. If you think I'm going to assign blame to anybody but Shyamalan for this, you're so wrong. It's M. Night's fault.
Okay.
Right. Just accept that.
Yep, that it is.
Mm-hmm. And we'll never see him again, so...
yeah.
Just say to yourself, this is punishment for what he did to Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll feel better.
There we go. So, okay, for my number three, and this is going to kind of end my portion of movies that I actually ended up liking.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also going to start and end the portion of where I get to make fun of Damien because I went to TIFF.
Mm-hmm.
So, I watched a movie called The Double. And that movie...
I saw the trailer for that, it looked good.
Well, I never saw the trailer,
mm-hmm.
Right? I didn't know what I was getting into. All I really knew about
that's
that movie...
That's with Mark Zuckerberg.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All I knew about that movie is it had Jesse Eisenberg,
mm-hmm.
and it was directed by Richard Ayoade. And that's why I picked it at first. I was down. I mean, Eisenberg, I can either take or leave,
mm-hmm.
but I love Ayoade from The IT Crowd. He is hilarious. Then, I found out that he had directed another little movie that I'd watched before. And that movie was Submarine. I didn't like the Submarine. So much so that I began thinking to myself, Douglas, do you really want to watch this movie? You probably shouldn't watch it. It's going to be just like Submarine. It's going to be foolishness. And I ended up saying, you know what? I'll keep the ticket. Keep the ticket. If it sucks, it sucks. It's a movie that you'll watch and you'll have a story about. This movie is fantastic. This movie is like Brazil and Fight Club and The Apartment all just rolled up into one. I love this movie so much that I want to go back and watch The Submarine to prove to myself that's a good movie. Because
he couldn't have made
this good.
That
impossible. So I really need to, So, but
it's dangerous line of thinking.
It is. I love this movie to death, Damien, and I'm so happy that not only did I finally decide to watch it and I got to watch the movie, I also got to see Richard Ayoade do two sets of stand-up while we were in the theater, and we decided to be like, in essentially the front row. We were in like the third row and we were right there, and he was making fun of people leaving behind us. He was great, and
people got busy.
Yes.
Alright, it's my turn, right? Another double feature. This time it has nothing to do with actors. No, it has to do with directors.
Oh wow.
There's a man that makes terrible movies. He's always made terrible movies, and he's going to continue to make terrible movies. But for a while, we had a reprieve, because he didn't make terrible movies for a long-ass time. And then he decided last year to make one so goddamn bad and so weird, it would force critics to fall in love with it. And this year, he didn't bother to try that. We just made garbage. The two movies are Tree of Life and To the Wonder. They suck. And I knew it. I knew it from I saw the trailer last year. I remember telling everybody, this movie's going to be garbage. People looked at me and, no, this movie's terrific. Then we saw To the Wonder and we all admitted, nope. And I picked it so that I could watch it and have enough evidence to go, I'll never watch anything from this man again. Why would I do it to myself? It doesn't make good movies. No.
Please.
Nope.
It's really good.
When I get to prison and they're playing this Days of Heaven and Madea, then I'll watch it. Nah, I'll watch it. Until then, not a lot of freedom. Nope.
So, my next movie is a film from this year's TIFF. And it was a movie
it's
that
the TIFF section.
It was a movie that I knew I shouldn't have watched, because like when I saw it, I saw the weirdness in it, and at the same time, when I was picking my movies for TIFF, part of it was I left a subsection off to be like, I want to challenge myself. I want to pick movies that I normally wouldn't for one reason or another, and basically force myself into watching it and seeing what comes out of it. And this is a movie which is technically a horror film, but not really. And it's a film called The Strange Color of Your Body's Tears. Where what it has, Damien, if you've never heard of this movie, is an apartment building where there's been a murder or something. And this guy is investigating, and every room he goes into has a different weird thing about it. And it's not like why can't I remember the name right now, the Leo Clark's Holy Motors kind of thing, where you're getting into, it's like a weird thing where like hands are coming out of walls in one, another room it's black and white and close up, and it's just weird filmmaking techniques change into each room. And it's very in the vein of giallo 70s filmmaking. And I don't like those movies. And I don't know why I made myself watch this movie. Because it's just a set of movies which I don't like. And I understand for a group of individuals who will love this movie because it talks to them about those movies that they loved. But I'm sorry, I'm just not one of you guys. And I shouldn't have done it to myself. Like, I just shouldn't have.
Oh, is it my turn again?
Yup.
We are now officially back to movies that Andrew made Douglas watch.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in the bad section. So
there are no bad movies.
Let's bring out the big guns. And there's this person that Andrew just loves for no reason.
I have many reasons, I'm pretty sure.
It hurts to watch this person. Really does. Which is funny because that's also his name. William Hurt.
Ah, I see what he did there.
See what I did there? I kind of brought
terrible.
It all together.
No,
okay. William Hurt does everything in his power to ensure that all his characters, whether it makes sense or not, are William Hurt. And doesn't work for me.
I don't want any of it.
I don't like you, William. Don't. He was in a movie a few years back where he just talked the news. And
have you watched this movie?
News Talker, I'm afraid.
And that movie is called Broadcast News.
Yeah.
And it's sad because it really has a cast that should be able to hold up. You know,
you've got Albert Brooks. To watch this movie.
You've got Holly Hunter. Pretty sure there are other
like
people in there that I like. But the movie is just... it's not good, Damien. It's not. A lot of people love it. And it's got, you know, pretty famous lines. I remember people spouting those lines while I was in college. And I was like, maybe I should watch that movie. Andrew proved to me I really should not have. Broadcast News is bad, Andrew. And that's my number two.
Bad movies. All right. This movie is one of the worst movies of all time, by like everybody's measure. It's not even like they think.
No,
this is legit one of the worst movies of all time. And I thought that it would have been funny to watch this movie because how bad can the movie be, right? I've seen terrible movies. And then, as I was about to watch it, I went, Damien, you realize there's a strong chance that this might backfire, right? And it did. Biodome.
When did you watch this?
Not that long ago. Like,
why?
Four or five years ago. Like, within the 2000s.
It was within the Pauly Shore era, where everybody loved him, and I was one of those people.
During the Pauly Shore era, were you watching Pauly Shore movies?
No.
So, when you saw Biodome, did you then subject yourself to other Pauly
Shore
movies?
No, no, no. I'd seen Pauly Shore movies before. It's not that I've never seen. I knew...
what you were getting yourself into.
Right. I knew the movie wasn't going to be good. Like, it has like a half rating on, like, IMDb marks out of 100 and it has 0.5 out of 100. It's horrendous. I went, alright, I've seen some of his other garbage. I know this movie is bad, but I was hoping that it wouldn't complete the circle, right? Like, be so bad that there'd be things I can point and go, guys. Yeah, this movie is horrendous, but...
I feel there should be, though.
Look,
I haven't watched it since the Pauly Shore era,
Douglas,
but there must
Douglas,
be.
Douglas, there's nothing. Is it... what is it? Is it a black hole that happiness goes into? It's awful. Douglas, you can't have a stare and go. Like, it isn't even funny in passing. It's not even, like, funny adjacent. It is so terrible. I just sat there like, the entire time I sat there, I'm like, I'm going to sit here until this is finished as punishment for doing this to myself. I knew this. I knew there's a strong chance of this happening. But I said to myself, no, Damien. And I even justified it. You know, you have to be able to view movies on a spectrum. I can't just keep watching great movies and ignore garbage. Because without garbage, I won't. And then I sat there and went, I hope you're happy, no? Now that you've thrown away an hour and a half of your life, to Pauly Shore that you'll never get back, I hope you feel better. And I didn't.
I think whenever people say Biodome, Pauly Shore has like a sixth sense that feels it,
yeah.
And he laughs to himself.
Yeah. Got another one. He just marks it down. He has a wall with like 100 people who've seen it. And he just adds another stroke.
And then he cries every time he hears that one dude, that one guy who was like, thank you so much for Biodome.
Yeah.
It saved my life. It's the greatest movie
God
ever.
Had to be one of those, didn't you? Son of a bitch.
All right, so my number one film.
It's number two.
No, it's his number one. That was
oh, you went first?
Two.
Yes.
First.
Oh, sorry. My number one film. And I think it kind of works out that this is my number one because the level of hatred that I have for this movie it works out.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I shouldn't have watched this movie, but I was forced to. And the thing about it is that I love a movie from this director. Another one I like, but this one, when I saw the trailer, I knew I don't think I want to go close to that one. And this is Ben Wheatley's
Douglas gets a number one. Oh,
A Field in England. A Field in England. When the movie opens up with a warning telling you if you're epileptic or anything, don't watch this movie because you might shit your pants or something.
I was actually surprised because we all watched like the TV version of that movie. When we went to TIFF, I asked people and they were like, yeah, the movie, when we watched it, opened in the screening with that message about epilepsy.
Yeah, and the thing about that movie is, like, I think that maybe if I was able to get into an editing room and cut that movie down to, like, a traditional movie where they don't have all of the crazy, like, psychedelic shots, like, maybe that story might actually be okay-ish.
No, I don't think there's any saving in that movie.
But
we live in a fantasy.
When the psychedelic shit comes in there, like, like, it's all, like, I don't even want to, like, when Kubrick does it in 2001, A Space Odyssey, it works for some reason. When you do it in this movie, Field in England, you just imagine that these people have been eating mushrooms the whole movie, and it's just so bad. I love this movie, I hate it. I think I might not have watched all of it, but this movie is horrendous.
Okay, so my number one, I don't even need to go to my phone for this, because
I'm just happy that newsroom didn't make that broadcast news wasn't number one.
All right, fair enough. I think though that this is probably more of a recency sort of thing, because this is a fairly recent movie that I watched, and I knew deep down in my soul that I should not have watched this movie, but guess what?
You're a bad person.
I'm a bad person.
Yep, you are.
And when people tell me that superheroes in capes are going to be on the screen,
mm-hmm.
I give them the benefit of the doubt. And I say, okay.
Of course.
Maybe can do something that I would like.
Superheroes are awesome, right?
I had to actually pay money,
mm-hmm.
just I think it was last week, to watch Thor 2.
The Electric
Damian,
Boogaloo?
Damien.
The re-Thory.
Damien. This movie is horrendous.
Douglas.
And I should have known. And
the
I
trailer
didn't know.
Was awesome.
That
first trailer that
what
came
it?
Out.
Listen.
Was with the slow motion truck rotating.
Remember,
that was pretty awesome.
I don't even know if I've watched the trailer for this movie. All right? But you have to remember that I did not like the first
movie. You weren't
that
fan of
that. I was not a fan. I definitely didn't like it as much as I don't like this movie. Right? Right? I could see myself...
Is that a logarithmic scale?
Yes, there's a logarithmic scale going on here. Not even a straight line scale. This is logarithms. Okay? So...
All you math nerds listening, I'm sure you're laughing.
So the first movie, I could actually convince myself to watch that again and see if maybe I was wrong. Right? But I'm not sure if I can do that after this.
You realize there's a man with a hammer that beats it, right?
I know, and that's the thing that gets to me. This is the sort of thing that I love. But Damien, that movie was long.
Mm-hmm.
It was boring.
How much of Kat Dennings is in there?
The same amount as the first movie.
God damn it.
There's more jokes with her. There's more jokes with her.
I'll watch her.
Why?
I watch two
girls.
Why?
I don't like her.
I like her.
What's wrong with you?
She's
your Zoe. She's not that pretty.
Oh.
But she's your Zoe Deschanel.
Oh,
I understand
so,
it. I understand
so
it.
So pretty.
She's alright. But yeah, no, this movie is horrible.
It's not good.
And I am so upset with myself,
mm-hmm.
that that this is a movie that I used my free passes on to watch. And get this, greatest story in the world. I get these free passes from work because apparently I did well and I'm team member of the quarter.
Right, and so of course, got the
first
carrots.
Of all,
yeah.
That's what he gets for team member of the quarter.
Yes, so of course,
yep,
got
two
carrots.
Free passes to
so,
movies.
So,
Sagicor doesn't make real
anyway,
money.
Anyway, so I get these two passes and I go up to the lady, I give them to her, I say, two for Thor. She doesn't explain anything.
Mm.
She doesn't even look at me like all, you know, sympathetic. She's just like, is it 3D, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And my response to her is,
English.
Okay. Because she doesn't say to me what that means. I'm like, alright. And she's like, yeah, I forgot to pay more money. Like, so the free passes attack
is for the base level.
I couldn't use those.
I would have to pay extra.
I have to pay the extra like $300, the difference between the tickets. And I was just like,
such a stand-up establishment.
God damn it.
You guys see how I don't like going there? More and more, do you understand?
Yeah.
Why we should
but
all
then again,
stop.
Then again, it's a little less worse than what they used to do. They used to just put on those kind of movies on the banner.
Yeah,
no complimentary passes.
Yeah, yeah. I was ready. I was pretty sure when I gave it to them, they'd be like, you can't use this. I thought they were going to say that to me.
So which is worse?
Again,
Caribbean's
a stand-up establishment.
Yeah, I don't know which is worse, Andrew. But that
they're
was,
both horrendous,
that was
Andrew. They're both terrible.
Yeah. So Damien, what is your number one?
My number one. Is Andrew is trying to guess what my number one is. This is from a man who knows we have, at least I have decided it ain't happening. It's never going to happen. Even if Chris Nolan and him make a movie, still ain't happening. He made a movie that we heard a lot about once, and we sat here on the podcast and we discussed it. And we went, this is the most ridiculous, awful shit you've ever seen. And then he put out a movie again recently, and we said, sure, that first movie was terrible, but we should give him a chance with this second movie.
I think I know what this is.
The movie's called The Alps.
Yup.
And it's the fucking worst. No, I've already told you guys about my hatred of this movie the last time, but just to be clear, it is never, like, if I am in prison and they're showing his movies,
you will shiv yourself.
I will drop the soap intentionally so that I don't have to watch this movie. That is where it is never going to happen.
Damien, is it bad that I've kind of already decided that more than likely I'm going to watch his third movie? For no reason other than the fact that, and I know Andrew will get this, I'm not sure if you're down with this guy, but apparently he has conned, and I don't know if this is like a fact or fiction or if it's actually set in stone, but apparently he's conned Ben Whishaw into being in his next movie.
I didn't even know about
it. I saw it on Twitter one day. I love Ben Whishaw.
That's fine.
Unfortunately, I am now going to have to watch that.
Started watching all. No, okay, but no.
Nope. Watch Criminal Justice. That's
sure.
Awesome. And he seems really young.
In anything.
Yeah.
What is not going to happen?
He's watching that dude's movies again.
Never.
Whatever his name is.
Think about how awful Dogtooth was.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And he topped that.
Oh.
Like, that takes skill. Skill I never want to see again.
Because he'll top Alps.
Oh, God.
Oh. I can't wait till you watch it, Heather.
Fuck. Yep, and that can be the number one on my list. Because I know I shouldn't watch that movie.
So we can just jump to the future. Number one on Douglas's list is that dude's next movie.
Yep.
2 years from now, Douglas. Just like, anyways, I think that's it. But before we go, I want to ask a quick question, even though we don't have that much time. Douglas, this week, I made him watch Vertigo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
What's the result, Douglas?
The result is I watch Vertigo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you think?
Everybody likes Vertigo.
It's a good movie. It's odd, you know. It kind of goes all over the place. But it's a decent movie. I don't know if I like it the way that most people like it. I don't know if I
you don't agree with the
you know,
internet.
I don't think I like it in the same vein that I like a lot of the other Hitchcock movies that I've watched. When I watch it and I'm like, instant classic. But it's one of those movies I think I have to watch it again just to fully appreciate it. But
just to give you
the level of praise that this movie has.
Uh-huh.
The Sight and Sound list is done every 10 years, in which they poll critics to ask what are the best movies ever.
And for 60 years plus, mm-hmm. Citizen Kane was number one. This last round, which was done a year ago, was it a year ago or two? Vertigo knocked it off.
Hang on. You know our collective view on Citizen Kane, correct?
But I'm just saying when you talk about saying that you don't know like whether you agree with what people are saying or whatever or how the hype is, I don't know if how much you knew about the hype about this movie.
Well, no, I know that people love it. I know that people think it's a classic, it's great. But what you have done is essentially added credence to me possibly thinking it's a bad movie, because what you've done is given credence to somebody out there who said for 60 years that the best movie in the world, in history, is a movie that we all hate.
I don't think Damien hates Citizen Kane. Actually, I'm ready to rewatch Citizen Kane and give it another shot.
I did not like that movie.
Look, we are watching it through a lens of 70 years.
Clearly.
Of course that shit was mediocre. Yeah, but there's no way for us to travel through time and see that, you know, as special, just the same way that in 20 years time when we have children and we say, guys, The Matrix was the shit.
No.
They look and go.
No, you can train children. You can train them. Because if you get them in, if you get them on board from a certain age,
right,
you're good to go. Right? Mm-hmm. So when children are being had,
mm-hmm.
the shelf is going to consist of Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to consist of Indiana Jones. It's going to consist of, say, The Matrix.
Well,
you know,
she's not
there's really
my child.
Down there.
But I was trying to, you know, curve my cousin's watching garbage. But while she is she's in a garbage-free environment at home, she leaves home.
Yeah, that is true. That
goes
is true.
To school.
But no.
Where they tell her about Dora.
Yeah. Garbage is fine. You can watch garbage as well. But when it's time to watch the good stuff, you have to watch the good stuff. Yo.
Okay.
Yep.
So as usual, thanks so much for listening. You can hear the podcast as always over on gmanmovies.com as well as through iTunes and Stitcher. Douglas is on Twitter. He's DJ. I lost his name. Damien is Damien_White, committing genocide every day.
Yep.
And I am at gmanmovies. So thanks so much and good night.
You haven't tried that shit again.
We got to iron out our problems and iron out our quarrels and try to live as brothers and try to find peace within without stepping on one another. And do respect the women of the world. Remember, you all had mothers. We gotta
make this land love, better land.
We gotta help each man be a better man with the kindness that we give.
I know we can make it.
I know that we can.
I know darn well we can work it out.
Yes, we can. I know we can. Yes, we can. Oh, I can't. But if we wanna, yes, we can. I know we can make it work. I know we can.